This is Jack Haskell from Auditor 68, and if you're working on Saturday, as we are, you'll appreciate the title of this song played by Bud Shank. There's gotta be a better way. Your host for Monitor 68 on this 12th day of October, and quite a day it is too, Columbus Day, the opening day of the 19th Olympic Games in Mexico City, and of course the second day of the history-making flight of Apollo 7. Throughout the weekend, Monitor will be bringing you reports on the progress of astronauts Schirah, Isley, and Cunningham.
By your side.
was Sonny James with his latest, Born to Be With You. Just ahead, we'll be meeting Abby Lane, star of stage, screen, and nightclubs.
Hey, look at us now. We've got the winners of town. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way for 1969 with a beautiful new Cougar, redesigned from head to tail, with even more European elegance this year.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Cougar is bigger and more powerful for 69. Our big new cap has a more powerful 351 cubic inch V8. And now, for the first time, Cougar's wild excitement comes in a brand new Cougar convertible.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Cougar, with flip-lid eyes, flashing tail, stick shift. Drive a real winner. 69 Cougar.
See, Cougar, it's clear we're a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
My guest, Abby Lane, is currently appearing at the Persian Room of New York's Plaza Hotel. She's internationally known as a singer and actress, and most Americans think she's Spanish or Latin American. And so do the Latins themselves. The French think she's French, and the Italians think she's Italian. But actually, she's from, well, you say it, Abby.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, right. Well, is your fluency in languages the result of a lot of formal training?
Not really. I learned Spanish when I was in school. And then, of course, I had a lot of practice because I was affiliated for a long time with that Latin American orchestra. You
yes,
remember?
Yes, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah. But languages sort of come easy for me because it's like having an ear for music. I can pick languages up quite easily.
Well, your career took a turn when you started singing in supper clubs, and I wish you'd tell our audience what are some of the steps in preparing a nightclub act.
Oh, Jack, you've just asked the right girl.
I know.
There's so much preparation that goes. People do not realize the thought and all the different kinds of people involved.
It's almost a one-man or one-woman Broadway show, in a sense.
It is, yeah. Because you try to do in an hour a little bit of everything that you do the best. And it has to have a build, it has to have a beginning, it has to have a middle part,
right.
It has to have high moments and low moments, excitement and quiet things, loud things, and of course a finale. It has to get the audience to a certain pitch where hopefully they leave saying, wow,
right.
We enjoyed her.
I know the ladies and certainly the men too would be interested about your wardrobe.
I'm very concerned about what I wear, of course, on the stage. I think that a very important part of what the women want to see, not only is to hear me, but to see what I'm going to be wearing. I have some Norels. I'm not dropping names. I'm just mentioning the designers because I'm sure your listeners are acquainted with them. Norman Norell did some dresses for me. Moss Mabry, who is a great designer, he's basically a motion picture designer. He's doing right now The Great Train Robbery with Kim Novak. And he did The Legend of Lila Clare, also with Kim. He did several gowns for me. Jimmy Galanos did some dresses. And they all have to be one of a kind because you do not want to run the risk of having someone else in the audience with the same dress. I don't mind in personal wear. I really don't. I've gone to parties where there have been other ladies with the same dress. Fine.
But you can't do that on the floor.
Well, it really kind of spoils the illusion because you should sort of be special when you're coming out to perform.
Well, speaking of special, does your busy schedule keep you away from your children much?
No, I don't allow it. I don't want to leave my husband and, of course, the children. You just can't take children around on the road. That's no life. If I had to make a choice between a career and my family, my family would always win, hands down.
Well, Abby, we want to thank you for being our guest on Monitor.
I enjoyed it very much. I hope I can come back again soon.
I hope you will, very soon.
Thank you, Jack.
We've been talking with Abby Lane, an international star from Brooklyn. Once again, Monitor Music. Here's Gary Puckett in the Union Gap with Over You.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. So many days have gone by, still I'm so lonely and I guess there's just no getting over you. There's nothing I can do but live. prison walls of my mind. There's still a part of you left behind.
Time for the science corner. Did you know why a hen cackles after laying an egg? Well, the cackle was inherited from an ancestor in the wild state. Originally, the hen would steal away to lay its egg in privacy and then cackle to attract the protection of the flock.
Is that a chicken joke?
No, it's just a foul fact. It's also a fact, but not a foul one, that ahead we have Joe Garagiola with some amusing thoughts on the cliches of baseball. So stay with us. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
There's an exciting evening on the town waiting for you at the fabulous New York Hilton. Start with a relaxing beverage on the International Promenade. Stop in at the Roman Pub, the smart, sophisticated cafe where the beautiful people play. The Roman Pub has murals of Rome by René Boucher. Candlelight. Music for dancing and romancing by the Joan St. James Trio from 9:30 p.m. on. And there are the mini-togged waitresses to keep your glasses filled or bring you the famous pub club steak or other gourmet delights. Theater bound? The Roman Pub will get you there before the curtain goes up. Prefer the atmosphere of old New Orleans? There's the Old Bourbon Steak. That's the steakhouse, where you can have a delicious roast beef dinner for only $6.75, or a prime steak or other gourmet delights. Then have a good night beverage in the exotic Kismet Lounge. Plan to have an exciting evening in town real soon at the New York Hilton, 53rd Street and Avenue of the Americas. How about tonight? For reservations, call JU67000. Area code 212-JU67000.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Jack Haskell here with the latest edition of Monitor 68. And here's Bobby Gentry with her latest, Sweet Peony.
Don't you meet me at my houseboat. You show me your little black rubber raincoat. Write you a letter on the thin line. No paper hiding in a tree where the houseboat goes. Pull a pull a bone and make a fat wish. Caught it in the skillet, gonna catch a catfish. Write you a letter on the thin line. No paper hiding on the table in the catfish dish. Cause it's sweet peony. It's my dream. It's a sweet peony. It's my dream. Houseboat floating down the bayou. Try to catch a fish and I don't think I'll try you. Write you a letter on a thin line. No paper in a tradition in the bayou too. And if our eyelids are getting heavy, we'll dock our houseboat on the muddy levee. Read all the letters on the thin line. No paper, water, muck, and meet them on the bayou. Cause it's sweet, yeah, it's my dream. It's a sweet, yeah, it's my dream. Houseboat, show me your little black rubber raincoat. Write me a letter on the thin line. No paper hiding on a tree where the houseboat floats. Cause it's sweet, honey, it's my dream. It's so sweet, honey, it's my dream.
Great enthusiasm. enthusiasm greeted the Bell System announcement long-distance rates are lower all day Saturday. In Augusta...
He's so excited about it, he's been in that telephone booth all day.
Okay, Carl, come on out. One, two...
3 hours ago, on a New York stage, a famous canary said this about Saturday's low long-distance rates.
Cheap, cheap.
In Nashville, songs are being written.
Long distance, the next best thing to be in there.
And back in Augusta...
It's Carl, he's come out of the phone booth.
Run to him, Frida.
Carl!
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola. Brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. In 1 minute, a look at some of the catchphrases of our national pastime. But first, this word from State Farm.
Hello, I'm Pat Paulson. One night, I was sitting in my den trying to relax with a good book in front of a roaring fire. I found it difficult to relax because I don't have a fireplace. Considering the situation carefully, I decided to call the fire department, and I also called my State Farm agent. I called him because I have a low-cost homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's biggest homeowner's insurer. A policy that protects my home and belongings, that covers them in case of fire, storm, theft, that protects me in the event of, perish forbid, a liability lawsuit. Soon I had a check from State Farm to cover damages. I still don't have a fireplace, but I read a lot in front of the furnace.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
And now, here's Joe Garagiola.
The World Series is over. It's time to put away the baseballs, the bats, and the special supply of World Series cliches until next year. I don't know where the next World Series will be played, but those same cliches can be counted on to be there no matter where it might be. One of my favorites is the so-called Big Game. Now, the first game of any World Series is called the Big Game because whoever wins it gets off to an early lead. That automatically means that the other club is one game behind. So the second one is known as the Big Game. The third game either finds one team ahead by 2 games or the team's tied at 1 game apiece. Either way, that makes the third game the Big Game. And it just keeps on that way. There's another one that I like, the Big Out. In the third inning of the first game, for example, Cardinals catcher Tim McCarver tripled with 1 man out and the score tied. The story gets around, even though the coffee shop conversation really was concerned with how many strokes one guy will give the other when they get together on the golf course next spring. But as the cliche experts would say, the annual fall classic is history now, and it's time for the giants of the gridiron to take over. Heading homeward, the tired moundsmen and backstops, keystone combinations and outer patrols, lay aside the horsehide and the ash until next spring. Actually, that's not even true. The cliches don't get to rest. Right now, they're at the translators for an overhaul. The St. Louis Cardinals are on their way to Japan, where the Diamond Heroes will bring our national pastime to the land of the rising sun. And now, rounding third and heading for home, this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
For all the sports news every weekend, stay with Monitor 68.
Ford presents The Going Thing.
It's a whole new thing. It's what's happening. It's a going thing. Ford. It's the going thing. It's the going thing. Yeah. Ford gets you better ideas.
Thank you. This is Robinson, Paul Moriart in the orchestra on Monitor 68, where you keep up with all the action in the weekend world. If your base of operations is Meridian, Mississippi, you hear us on station WOKK. My name, Jack Haskell.
Heart needs excitement. Shakespeare's famous words that ring in my ear. No one knows air like a Dutchman knows air. No one loves snail like the French love their snail. No one roast quail like the British roast quail. And no salt songs like Martin salt songs. No one can bake like the Danish can bake. No one knows steak like a Texan knows steak. No one makes cake like the Austrians make. And no salt songs like Martin salt songs. Don't move, just leave your dial monitor, ears monitor. Lean back and stay a while, monitor, ears monitor.
Yes, this is Monitor 68, and I'm your host, Jack Haskell. Just ahead, we'll meet a lady who has some provocative ideas about good marriages and young marriages and why they aren't always the same thing. Also in this half hour, a report from Kate Kennedy on the flight of the spaceship Apollo 7.
So it's raining again, and the wind's up in a roar. I've been swept through the streets to be washed up at your door. But you're with him, I know. So I'll call back later on. Why do I need you so? But for love I'd be gone, with my back to the wind.
With their latest, But for Love.
Lincoln Mercury leads away. Lincoln Mercury leads away.
Hey, look at us now. We've got the winners and how. Lincoln Mercury leads the way. We've got our all-new Montego this year. Nothing comes near. Stand up and cheer a winner.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way for 1969 with the beautiful new Mercury Montego, the winning intermediate from the makers of the Lincoln Continental. Montego.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Montego, with the look that makes an automobile truly beautiful. See all the winning new Mercury Montegos at your Lincoln Mercury dealers.
Montego is here. Drive a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Matrimony and some of its problems form the subject of a new book entitled Help for Today's Troubled Marriages. Former Miss America Marilyn Vanderburgh interviewed its author, Esther Fisher, and we'll hear her views in 1 minute. But first, let's see what's happening with Carpet Certified 501 in the DuPont Radio Playhouse.
And now, 501 faces floors. Today, we find Marge and Harry newlywed having their first fight. We join them as...
Oh, Harry, I won't stand for this.
Well, sit down then.
I want a nice carpet, certified 501 by DuPont.
Carpeting? How will we pay for it? With box tops?
Tonight?
I ate it all.
And so Marge tells Harry how carpets certified 501 pass 5 tough DuPont tests. 100% nylon pile, pile weight, backing strength, hill, and fade resistance. Will Marge get her durable, practical, economical carpet certified 501? Tune in tomorrow when you'll hear Marge say...
Oh, Mother!
This is Marilyn Vanderburgh. My guest is marriage counselor Esther O'Shiver Fisher, author of Help for Today's Troubled Marriages. Mrs. Fisher, what do marriage counselors consider to be a good marriage?
I think generally speaking, one can say this much, that in a good marriage... people have a certain loyalty, one for the other. People know it. They sort of know that you can't intrude on that marriage. I usually say to clients when they ask me this, well, you see this room, the door's closed, and I represent the marriage, and you're the husband and wife. And nobody, but nobody gets in that door unless you open it. This is a loyalty and the unity you have to develop to begin with. This has to come basically in the first year, but certainly has to be continued throughout the rest of one's life, and there is a consistent effort that has to be put forth.
Well, it seems to me to be such an individual thing. What makes a good marriage? It seems to me if the husband is happy and the wife is happy, it's a good marriage. I think many people think if you do certain things, it's a good marriage, but it's the relationship.
It is the relationship, but in a happy marriage, you'll find... short of some marriages that are we'd consider neurotic, even though they are kept, in the happy marriage, there's a sort of healthy interdependence. There's no dependence. Each one can walk life alone, but together they walk a better road. Each one's mature enough to be committed, take responsibility for the things that have to happen. And they move on with hope and faith and loving insight and understanding. There's a need. We all have needs for acceptance, recognition, respect. These things are all taken care of so that there's a very rather constructive life going on. And people become the better for it.
Am I right in saying that you talked about two independent lives being shared?
That's right.
Is one of the problems the fact that young married couples, the man wants the woman to be dependent upon him? But then as life goes on, he doesn't want as much dependence, and yet the woman still is because she hasn't found her own way. Does this create a major problem?
It certainly does. One of the things women have to learn is to get off the back of the marriage, is what I say to them. If they have their own interests, if they've developed lives for themselves, they're able to function this way. The person who has something to begin with, who has interests and concerns of her own, is able then to give to other people.
This is one of the difficult things to often communicate with teenagers.
Right.
That the girls should establish their own identities.
Yes, but the girls that are teenagers and they're having all this difficulty have a fantasy. You know, there's a big fantasy goes on that marriage is going to be the end all of all difficulty. And it's but the beginning of all the difficulty. Because that's when everything gets crystallized. And what you are and how you feel and react are going to show. They have to come to terms with reality.
Yes. Well, for those of you who are perhaps teenagers and listening, thinking about the problems in marriage, may I say that when you have a good marriage, it is certainly one of life's greatest blessings.
Marriage counselor Esther Fisher, interviewed by Marilyn Vanderburgh. Now let's go back to the DuPont Radio Playhouse.
And now 501 faces floors. Yesterday, Marge Newlywed visited her friendly neighborhood carpet salesman.
A friendly neighborhood carpet salesman. I want a carpet certified 501. Carpet certified 501 must pass tough DuPont tests for 100% nylon pile, pile weight, backing strength, pill resistance, and fade resistance. And carpet certified 501 are...
Join us tomorrow, as Marge says...
Amazingly.
Time now, 15 minutes before the hour, and just ahead, another report on the progress of the flight of Apollo 7. So stay right here. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Oh, we love the halls of Ivy.
Young Americans outgrow things. Shoes, dresses, trousers, and colleges. Yes, colleges. 7 million boys and girls are in college now. In 10 years, there'll be 10 million. That's going to take both more buildings and more teachers, and both cost money. Tuition only provides about one-third of it. Colleges need help. Give to the college of your choice. You'll be glad you did. Right in the middle of the day, there's me, Jim Gerhardt. And once you find me, you'll never let me go.
Is that a chicken joke?
Well, I'm used to that. Men, women, and children crying for Gerhardt. But don't you cry. I'm yours. Weekdays from noon to 3... right here on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Very interesting.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
This is NBC News, the flight of Apollo 7. This is Dean Mell at the NBC Apollo Space Center. The spacecraft is about to enter the 19th orbit, the one which should produce a rendezvous with the S-4B docking target over the Caribbean. That event is about an hour and 15 minutes away. Now, Command Pilot Shira is trying to close the 85-mile gap between the spacecraft and the docking target. Two short bursts of the Apollo's main thruster engine have made some necessary changes in the Apollo's orbit to meet the rendezvous. A final burst will be made just before the intercept, as explained by Houston Control.
We're on a plane now running about 8 miles under the line of the line of flight of the booster. And this will swing us up to, hopefully, the rendezvous with the booster. Coming out just very slightly in front of it, we estimate, at about 30 hours into the flight.
Docking practice is important because the link-up is the maneuver that will allow a future moon landing team to leave their moon landing vehicle and re-enter the mothership as both craft circle the moon. The S-4B is playing the role of the moon landing ship. After the rendezvous, astronaut Isley will begin his second 8-hour sleep period. Shira and Cunningham will take their second rest period when Isley awakens. Dean Mell at the NBC News Apollo Space Center.
The history-making flight of our three astronauts will be covered throughout the weekend on Monitor, and until the flight's completion on NBC Radio. Here's advice from the Oak Flooring Institute for anyone looking at new homes this weekend. Be inquisitive. It may save you money. For example, if you're looking at a house with wall-to-wall carpeting, ask about the grade of the carpet and what's underneath the carpet. All carpeting wears out. Some carpeting wears out faster than others. And if there's only a concrete or plywood subfloor underneath it, you'll be paying for new carpeting before long. If your new home has oak floors, of course there's no problem. Exposed or carpeted, beautiful oak floors will last for the life of your home. For your new home, insist on oak, the floor with a future. Ahead, more Monitor music, right after this timely reminder.
The temperature is falling.
Relax. The temperature never drops below Xerex. DuPont Xerex Antifreeze.
Here's Ed Ames with a good idea. Kiss her now.
Before you half remember what her smile was like. Before you half recall the day you found her, kiss her now while she's young. Kiss her now while she's yours. Kiss her now while she needs your arms around her. For if you let a moment come between you now, it soon becomes a day, a year, a lifetime. when you've lost her and you'll spend half your life wondering how. So before you forget how you loved her, kiss her now, kiss her now, kiss her now.
This is true.
This is long distance.
On Saturday, you can call anywhere in the country.
For $1
or less.
That's true. That certainly is true.
$1
or less.
For a 3-minute station-to-station interstate call.
Anywhere in the continental United States.
Except Alaska.
Plus tax.
That's a swell system.
That's the Bell system.
That's true. That certainly is true.
So if you could make a long-distance call to a zoo and take advantage of the new low rates on Saturday, which animal would you call?
Elephant.
You'd call an elephant?
Sure.
Is there anything in particular you'd say to him?
I could say, well, hello, Mr. Elephant. I know it's ridiculous talking to you, but I get a cheap rate.
Long distance is the next best thing to be in there.
On Saturday.
On Saturday.
The cheapest distance.
The cheapest distance.
Between 2 points.
Between 2 points.
Is a long distance line.
It's a long distance line.
This is a day you can call anywhere in the country for $1 or less. This is Saturday. Call today.
Now a reminder, later today on Monitor, with Ted Steele as your host, you'll hear baseball great Dizzy Dean reminiscing about past World Series action. You'll hear about helicopter rescue operations in Vietnam, and you'll meet Congressman Richard Bolling, who claims that Congress doesn't truly represent the people of this country. That's later today on Monitor. And looking ahead to tomorrow afternoon, you'll hear a replay of that controversial version of our national anthem that opened last Monday's World Series game. And you'll meet the young man who sang it, Jose Feliciano. Be sure to listen.
For 1969, Ford presents The Going Thing.
Ford, yeah, it's a whole new thing. It's what's happening. It's The Going Thing. Ford, it's The Going Thing.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Horst Jankowski on Nationwide Monitor 68.
I'm your host, Jack Haskell, reminding you that NBC News on the Hour is coming up shortly.
The following is a political program sponsored by the Nixon-Agnew Campaign Committee. Richard Nixon is participating in a series of spontaneous and unrehearsed question and answer programs all around the country. The following is an excerpt from a recent meeting Mr. Nixon had with a group of Ohio citizens.
Now, you interpret law and order as you see it. Most people think that when you say law and order, it's against Negroes. I'm not sure that is always correct. Now, will you explain law and order as you see it?
Well, first, let me make one thing very clear. I don't consider law and order to be against Negroes. Law and order is for everybody. Let's understand that. I think that law and order, when you say that law and order is a code word for racism, you didn't say it, but I mean some people say that for racism, that in effect maligns all the Negroes in the country by suggesting that Negroes are all lawbreakers. Now let's look at law and order. Let's look at organized crime. That's the major problem in the United States today. I mean, the numbers and all of the other, the narcotics and the rest, the organized crime, very few Negroes are involved in organized crime. So when we talk about, I mean, the kind that really feeds out and robs the urban poor. But as far as law and order is concerned, let's remember that in the disturbances in our cities that occurred, who were the people that were killed? Who were the people that were wounded? Primarily Negroes. And I have found scores of Negroes that have talked to me about this, and they say, we are for law and order, but we want to have justice too, and that's what I'm for. In other words, let's have law and order. Is law and order, but with justice. As I tried to put it in my acceptance speech, we have to have respect for law in this country, but we have to have laws that deserve respect. And so we start with that. And second, in addition to that, you can't just have law and order and say, now look, nobody's going to violate the law, unless you have hope. Hope for people that otherwise don't have any hope. I know that some of my good friends will, when they talk about this whole issue of law and order, and they say, well, the answer is simply to have more police and more laws and change their decisions, as I would, some of the decisions by legislation in a proper constitutional way of the Supreme Court. Let me tell you, you can have all the police in the world and all the laws you want, and if the individual involved doesn't have any hope, it doesn't make any difference. He's going to go out and do something. And so I say, give us a chance. This administration, for the past 4 years, has had a knee-jerk reaction to the problems of the Negroes and the other disadvantaged people, and that is to spend more and more federal money for programs that have failed in the past. Federal housing, as I said a moment ago, and federal jobs and federal welfare. They haven't worked. And I say that at this time, let's pick out those that have worked, but let's move on into a new area so that those who live in the ghetto areas can have the hope that they can move away from welfare. What we need, for example, are more than more millions on welfare rolls. We need more millions on payrolls in this country. That's the end.
You've been listening to Richard Nixon in an excerpt from a recent question and answer program. If you believe Richard Nixon should be our next president, please help by contributing to his campaign. Send your contribution to Nixon, Box 2200, Washington, D.C. We need your help. We need it now. Send your contribution to Nixon, Box 2200, Washington, D.C. This time, give like your whole world depended on it. The preceding pre-recorded political program was sponsored by the Nixon-Agnew Campaign Committee.
This is Jay Barbary inviting you to follow the progress of America's first three-man orbital flight on NBC Radio.
How you can provide for your children, grandchildren, nephews, or nieces, and still have complete control over your savings is now here explained. Just as an example, let's suppose you deposit $10,000 in a trust savings account at the Dime Savings Bank, the big savings bank for all New York. Name on the account those you wish to provide for. While living, you have complete control over your savings, but if anything happens to you, the proceeds are payable to those you've named. Based on the Dime's latest dividend of 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly, if you deposited $10,000 at the Dime for a child 1 year old, it would grow to over $160,000 before taxes at age 56. Don't wait. For postage-free forms to open your account by mail, write Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. That's Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, a member of the FDIC.
You wake up with Big Wilson. You'll hear music on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.